Find a place where you can pause. Let your shoulders drop. Breathe deeply, without forcing it. Today's reflection is on something that can quietly transform a team, or quietly erode it. Psychological safety. It's the feeling that you can speak up, share an idea, ask a question, admit a mistake, without fear of being shamed, punished, or sidelined. When psychological safety is high, teams take smart risks. They challenge each other without hostility. They innovate. They adapt. They grow. When it's low, people retreat into self-protection. Ideas stay hidden. Mistakes get buried. And the unspoken becomes the culture. Research shows this is not just a nice to have. A 2020 study in Frontiers in Psychology found that psychological safety isn't the fuel of performance. It's the engine. On its own, it doesn't instantly create results. But when it creates the conditions for learning and team confidence, it becomes a powerful driver of effectiveness. Google's own Project Aristotle looked at over 250 team variables and found something striking. The most successful teams shared five traits: psychological safety, dependability, structure and clarity, meaning and impact of work. And psychological safety wasn't just one item on the list. It was the foundation. Without it, the other four elements struggled to take root. Pause and ask yourself, right now, how safe does your team feel to speak the truth? What about the people closest to you in your work? Psychological safety is built in layers. It starts with small signals, consistently showing that questions are welcome, that ideas won't be mocked, that mistakes will be handled with fairness, not humiliation. It deepens when leaders own their own missteps, when they say, "I got that wrong," or "I missed something. Thank you for pointing it out." These moments tell people, you can be human here. Take a moment now to remember a time when you felt truly safe to speak up. What made that possible? Who created that space for you? And what did it unlock in you? Short pause. If you're leading right now, think about the last week. Was there a moment when someone hesitated before speaking? What did you do next? Did you lean in or move on? Small choices add up. Safety is not declared, it's demonstrated. Repeatedly. Over time. Sometimes it means slowing down to listen when you want to move on. Sometimes it means protecting the quieter voices in the room. Sometimes it means taking a public stand against behavior that shuts others down. Ask yourself, where in your current environment is psychological safety strong? Where is it fragile? And what is one step you can take this week to strengthen it? Remember, only 47% of employees worldwide say they feel psychologically safe at work. That means more than half are holding back, protecting themselves, staying quiet. Think about the ideas, the creativity, the breakthroughs that could be unlocked if that changed. The work isn't about creating comfort. It's about creating trust in the space between people, so they can do their best thinking and their boldest work. Thank yourself for being willing to look at this. Capture any insight, however small. Because the smallest insight acted upon is the start of culture change.